Wednesday, the 17th of March, 2010. Here are some news, announcement and interviews from Oroville. On the microphone, Nadine, in studio, Andrea, Jahalom and Chloe. The weather forecast. Temperature today will range between 26 and 32 degrees. The air is quite hazy with northwestern winds of 3 km per hour and a very high humidity of 82%. Sun, and sun will continue throughout the whole week. Listen now to an interview with Alain on the Integral Sustainability Platform here in Oroville.
So, what is your name?
Alain.
And what are you doing here in Oroville?
The Integral Sustainability Platform, it is a project which includes 120 people from Oroville. We divided the Oroville into three categories, three main categories, which is the social infrastructure, physical infrastructure, and natural environment. In each, in all the three categories, we found 18 groups, 18 sectors that represent these areas. And in each sector, we have between 5 to 8 people that represent their sector's initiatives. And we go in the process with them through a few months of asking what the purpose of working in this sector, what they like to, that will be in this area, in the development of the future, and how they see it coming alive. And then in the next stage, all those sectors, 18 sectors, will meet one each other, and they will find the relation in between them. And in the end, we will have a holistic development plan for Oroville.
Fate or choice? An episode is an unremembered tale, its beginning is lost, its motive and plot concealed. A once-living story has prepared and made our present fate. Child of past energies, Sri Aurobindo. Concealed dynamics can cause results we never intended, especially in our relations. Unconsciously, these dynamics create our fate. To become aware of them brings back choice. Applying family constellation techniques we can is an intuitive way. Become more aware of these hidden dynamics and find the insights and energy to choose consciously for the changes we want. This workshop is from March the 19th to 20th in Verité. Facilitator is Yuval, who works as a coach, consultant and facilitator with organizations, groups and individuals. It's from 9 to 12:30 a.m. and from 2 to 5 p.m. This Thursday, March the 18th, is the Open Thursday at Convergence, Learning from Nature. How can the outdoors be used as a classroom with nature as the primary medium for learning? We invite everyone interested to join us in a sharing of ideas and inspiration on how to facilitate in a child's process of learning through nature. We would like to share the space and exchange ideas, experience, knowledge and expertise. Also on Thursday there will be Sampradayam, a salute in Bharatanatyam by choreographer Malika Sarabhai at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at 8 p.m. Bhajans have always been a mainstay of devotional music in Hinduism and the rousing passion of voices. Over the last couple of decades, however, bhajans have been influenced by other music traditions like Bollywood and ghazals, light classical music and Western instruments. In a move to counter this and to find the real community flavor of bhajans, this is a new revival of the music without heavy instrumentation in southern India. The bhajans last all night and the songs move from one deity to the next and so on. Come and extend your understanding of Indian musical traditions. The news is a reflection on the life of Orwellians. For further information, please contact orwellradio.org. Thanks for listening.